Welcome to the Making Smart Decisions podcast, strategies for your financial future. Complex topics made simple and actionable, so when it comes to your money, you're making smart decisions. And now for the disclaimer. The following program is sponsored by JT Financial Group, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through JW Cole Financial Incorporated, JWC member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through JW Cole Advisors Incorporated, JWCA. JT Financial Group and JWC, JWCA are unaffiliated entities. With decades of experience, here's your host, Josh Tirado.
Welcome to the Making Smart Decisions podcast. I'm your host, Josh Tirado, and today we are discussing pensions. Is it a sheep? Or is it the wolf? Or is it just a wolf in sheep's clothing? Let me just jump right into the pension thing here and try and delineate a little bit. When I'm talking about pensions, I'm talking about pensions from companies, not from the government. And quasi, I'm also talking about pensions from smaller branches of government. So not necessarily federal pensions, but maybe something along the lines of a state pension. The vast majority of people no longer have a pension. 40 years ago, the vast majority of people had a pension, and that was a big push in retirement. Pensions became very expensive. They were hard to manage. They went away. The 1980s saw the rise of the 401k, and that really replaced the pension. So it used to be that, hey, I had a pension. The company put so much money aside. Maybe I contributed to it. Maybe I didn't, depending on what setup you had. And when you retired, you got a certain amount of money, and it was guaranteed for all these years in your retirement, and it was awesome. And everyone worked towards their pension. In fact, people for years joked about the gold watch and I got a pension when I retired. The pension became hard to manage. It went away. And the onus of retirement transferred from the company you worked for over to you with the rise of the 401k. Because now you're consuming your money. You're getting a match from the company. But now you have to manage the investments that are in there, project how much is going to be in there, handle it all, and then withdraw your money. So it's no longer the company doing a pension taking care of you. It's you taking care of your own money. Pensions used to be far and wide, very accepted, very common. Pensions are not that anymore. A number of large companies over the past 10 years have eliminated their pensions for people that are there under a certain amount of time, say employees there for less than 5 years, less than 10 years, and new hires, no pension. People that have been there longer than that, the pension's there, but it's frozen. And then you have some older people that they know will be retiring out or taking a package in the next 5 years, and their pensions remain fairly unchanged. But the companies have moved away from pensions. And let me discuss that for the few of you out there that still have pensions. Let me just touch on that from a private company. Again, I'm seeing this left and right with my clients. The pensions are being frozen. The pensions are going away. They might give you a lump sum payout of some money towards your 401k, but then the pension is going away. So when I am doing retirement planning for my clients and they have a pension, what is becoming increasingly popular as a stress test is we don't count their pension at all. It used to be that we would say, what if something happens, you don't get the projected pension because it's 20 years out and maybe the company doesn't do as well, or maybe they freeze it, and we would show them a reduced pension. My clients are savvy. They're smart people, and not just smart because they choose to work with me, but because they are. They're smart, savvy people. We're looking at the associated risks with the pension and with the health of the companies they're working for. Even the healthiest companies are getting rid of them. So we've actually started just eliminating the pension entirely from their retirement planning projections. And we want to make sure that they can afford to retire on their own. And if they get the pension, great, it's gravy, but they're not relying on it. So I just caution you, if you are not doing a separate IRA or Roth IRA or 401k, and you're just relying on a pension and you're not within 5 years of retiring, that will probably not work out for you as well as you initially thought. That is the overwhelming trend in the United States today. So please be very careful. Again, we don't even consider their pension if they're more than 5 years out from retirement, or we dramatically reduce the projection of the pension. Federal government, they will do everything in their power to stay, and I'm jokingly saying stay in business, but the government can raise taxes, collect more money, and continue to govern the people, and they will make their pensions work. They make the pensions happen. Now, a number of government pensions, if you're receiving the pension, you're not receiving Social Security. So you are not able to, quote unquote, double dip there. So just please bear in mind that, hey, if I'm getting this pension, you're not getting Social Security. Again, the pension there is more reliable, but we don't know how much you're going to receive from that pension, or could it be changed in the future? So please, once again, take a little control, take some more of the money into your own hands and do some other outside investing. Just don't rely on a pension. Then we have this kind of strange hybrid where I'm going to call it smaller pensions where it's state run. Some states have done a very good job of managing their pension fund. And the ones that pop into mind first are just the states that are managing the pension fund for teachers, police, firefighters, state workers, that sort of thing. There are some other states that have horribly mismanaged it and even passed rules where they were allowed to borrow money out of the pension plan to cover expenses that had nothing to do with the pension, with no requirement to pay it back and no requirement to pay themselves any interest. So now not only is that money has not been returned to the pension plan, but that money was not invested, earning a return for the pension plan during that same period of time. And now you have a woefully underfunded pension. And that will result down the road in people receiving a reduced pension. Potentially, the states could even default. There are some states that when COVID hit, and they're running this so much economic, now granted, they had already been in economic trouble for the previous 10, 15, 20 plus years, but COVID hitting amplified it to the point where there was some states considering, and they publicly announced this, the governors publicly announced it, that the states would consider bankruptcy as a way to restructure the debt and what the obligations of the state were. It was going to be interesting to see if those pensions were going to be, depending on the bankruptcy court, if those pensions were going to be protected, or if they only had to fund the pension with some sort of minimum amount of money, or who knows what was going to happen. But all I know is that if I was relying on a pension and I plan to receive a pension from the state for my years of hard work, and that state was in such bad financial straits that it was considering going bankrupt and the pension fund is massively underfunded, I'm not going to feel too comfortable about that pension. And I know a lot of people that are working to get their 25 years in so they can get out and get their pension. But there's talks over and over again about what's going to happen with that pension. I know some teachers in that position. I know some police officers in that position. I know some firefighters in that position. It's scary because in many instances, they don't have separate money put aside. Even if you're on a state level with your pension, please put money aside into your own IRA or your own brokerage account and work with an advisor so you can plan around the pension. And if you get the pension and it's unchanged, terrific, but there's a really good chance that your pension will be changed. Very high likelihood that your pension will in the future will not be in the same position that it's in now or what's projected to be. So again, please put some money aside to buffer yourself there. So in general, pensions are great. I just want to consider them to be gravy and not a main source of retirement. I'm just very concerned about the state of pensions moving forward in this country.
Thanks for listening to Making Smart Decisions with Josh Dorado. For more information and show notes, visit our website at jtfinancialgroup.com. Email a question or schedule an appointment. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/aguideforyourjourney. The preceding program is sponsored by JT Financial Group, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole, financial member, FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, JT Financial Group, and J.W. Cole Financial. And J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by JT Financial Group should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by a person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. JT Financial Group is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation or an offer to buy securities.